Morning, Justin. Whoop. Morning, Justin. Whoop. Morning, Justin. Whoop. Morning, Justin.
That's impressive. It sounded like an actual broken record.
I tried.
Well done.
Hey.
It sounds like you must have heard broken records growing up or something.
Oh, very much so.
You really had that down.
Very much so. The only thing I was, the only thing that was missing was the static.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the morning, crackling.
Justin. Good morning, Justin. Good morning, Justin.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, so what are we talking about?
Well, you know what? We're talking about an important topic this morning.
One of the most important.
This is one of your, as I've come to know you, this is a Justinism.
Yeah.
Not trying to be defensive or, you know, offensive even for that matter.
No
but
offense.
This is no offense, Mark,
but I'm not offended.
None taken. We're talking about a Justinism this morning.
Yeah.
Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations. And I call it the stick. And I've had some conversations recently with different people, and I just keep referencing this thing. And you know what? I've been workshopping it.
Have you?
Well, just in that I've been talking about it a lot.
You know, I thought maybe you were developing around the stick
Workshopping, you know, that's like they talk about that like with comedians. Like they're workshopping their material. Trying to hone in on what works the most effective. I was about to say I've been workshopping a better name, but you know what? I haven't come up with a better name.
Okay.
So it's just the stick.
The stick. So tell me about the stick.
The
Justin.
Stick. All right. So I have this philosophy.
Okay.
Where every gift that we have, every talent, every whatever, tends to be tied on the other side. And I call it the stick, and I hold my hands up like I'm holding the stick, right?
Sure.
One end tends to be a positive thing in our life, and it's usually attached to another end of the stick, which tends to be a negative aspect of our life.
In your other hand.
In my other hand, but sure. You know, it's one stick.
Sure.
And the key
it's
component.
It's tied together.
Yes, exactly. The key component to this stick, which again, man, we need a better name than stick, Mark.
Well, I hate to say it, but it sounds like a continuum in some ways.
It does. Yes, yes. Right. The key component to this stick, though, is that they are attached. There's no detaching it.
Sure.
And why that is so significant is that, you know, and again, a lot of this comes from the background of being around recovery for many, many years. We come to find these negative characteristics, these negative traits that we have, right?
Sure.
And it becomes our goal to abolish them, completely gone out of our life. And, you know, something like addiction, you truly want gone out of your life, right?
Sure.
So it's not necessarily about habits or kind of the surface things. It's more about the under the surface type things. So, you know, an anxiety is an example of one. People pleasing, you know,
sure,
can be another example where we have this desire once we figure out that we have it to just get it gone, get it out of my life. I don't want to be that person anymore.
So, point of clarification: you were talking about our character defects.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so are you saying addiction is a character defect or anxiety is a character defect?
That's a good question. You know, yeah, I'm going to be careful about how we define defect.